Hello, it's the 7th of February, 2019, and today we have Temperance and the Six of Coins and the Queen of Swords, Forged in Fire. The center card in the present position today is the Six of Coins or Earth, Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn, and what immediately strikes me is that unlike the old-timey images, the gentleman or woman of the Morgan Greer image who dispenses coins in an apparent act of charity carries not an uneven pair of scales, but, held in his left hand, which is the hand associated with the heart, his or her scales are perfectly even. We have a nice balance of elements in the spread of fire, water, earth, and air. There are usually two beggars on their knees before the obviously well-dressed and better-off human who gratefully accept the generous donation, but not on this version, which emphasizes the six large gold coins equally divided on the left and right side of the card, with a large column of crimson straight up the middle behind the man holding the scales. This, to me, more clearly demonstrates the idea of a redistribution of wealth rather than random charity. Money is energy, and the red stripe up the middle reminds me of the red Chinese paper wallets meant to stimulate and energize, thereby multiplying the cash contained within. This could be talking about utilizing our limited physical energy in the same way. In the past is the alchemist of the tarot, Temperance, the giant angel, who, like the star, has one foot in the water and one on land. The angel is a Sagittarius of the suit of fire, and I get a forged in fire feel out of this spread. The angel patiently pours liquid back and forth, mixing and measuring between two gold cups. There is a red triangle on the breast of the gown of the tall androgynous angel right over the heart, and should we give it a spin, we get the symbols for fire and water, both methods of purification. Temperance is time, tempo, tempering, refining, even negotiating. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for a very long time until we get it right. Now let's try this again. Judging by the even scales and exactly divided coins, all has been handled fairly and everyone treated equally. This could be a divorce settlement after a long period of mediation or any kind of legal dispute resolved satisfactorily, if not altogether amicably. The Queen of Swords, Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini is the card of a divorcee or widow, so it does seem like some sort of settlement has been reached. If she was a pup, she would be called the Thorny Rose. Even in her garden, neck deep in lush red roses, she holds her sword ready, although she looks quite safe surrounded by all those mature, glorious full blooms. I want to say that the long sword she holds up straight and strong is well-tempered, that is, forged in fire, as was she. Someone may have had to hold their temper for a long time. She's one tough lady, or man, yet, the way the cards are positioned, one of the hands on the center card looks as if it could be hers, reaching into the picture, directing her minister to dispense the coins, or, in the future position, accepting a coin herself, but only after the scales are even. She brings to mind the image of Justice, sword raised, gesturing to the balanced scales, but she is not blindfolded, and her eyes are penetrating as if she can see right through you. She can. I hope he doesn't think he's hiding all those coins behind his back, because her sword is still as sharp as ever. Someone may be looking forward to being single now that they're older and wiser. The past defines us, of course. Temperance suggests the way a diamond is formed under pressure and heat, the way a sword is forged to diamond-edged perfection and sharpness. Make sure Grandma gets her meds or vitamins, or stay on yours. This could also be a female doctor you should think about visiting for entertainment purposes only. What the hell? But generally speaking, whatever you're doing is working. It may have taken a long time to achieve a body-soul balance, and it looks like some alone time has been and would be beneficial. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to be bitchy about it. Just take care of yourself, especially if you're aging gracefully, because I know you all are. And whatever that is, you'd at least like to be healthy in mind and body. This queen can be quite mental, which is a proverbial double-edged sword. This is either mellowing with age or not. I get a time is money vibe out of this too, and we have to think about the realistic allotments of time and physical energy as we get older. But the Queen of Swords still dances. Yes, she does. Bye.